The Hartwood Hotel, written by Kerry McGuinness and read by Petra Yared. The Hartwood Hotel. Kerry McGuinness was born in Adelaide and at the age of 12 took up a life of droving with her father and four siblings. The family travelled extensively across the Northern Territory in Queensland before settling on a station in the Gulf Country. Kerry has worked as a shepherd, droving hand, gardener and stock camp and station cook on the family property Beaufort, northwest of Mount Isa. She's the author of two volumes of memoir, Pieces of Blue and Heart Country, and several best-selling novels. Kerry now lives in Bundaberg. But Jenny, who gave me the idea, and Judith, who knew the locality. Chapter 1. Lynn Portman stood on the front steps of the Tooinga store, shading her gaze against the morning sun and watching with critical eyes the dust cloud that signalled the approach of a traveller. Early risers if they'd come from Goola, 2 hours' drive to the south. Of course, if they were towing a caravan, they might have camped along the way, but it was a bit unlikely. Most tourists were urbanites, and there had been enough well-publicised murders along lonely outback roads to make people cautious about pulling up on the side of the track. This lot, then. Would they stop? It amused her to speculate on travellers' probable actions. For fuel? Or a drink at the hotel? Bit early for the latter, but you could never tell. Maybe they'd be sightseers into the rusting history of the almost ghost town, keen to document a place that they wouldn't dream of living in. Photographing the old cemetery, the few abandoned huts, and the dilapidated railway station from which the steel rails curved off to nowhere. All that had survived the years was the tiny store, the newish campground down by the riverbank, and the pub. On that thought, Lynn glanced across at the neighbouring hotel standing somnolent in the morning light, the tubs of plants along the veranda's edge still wreathed in shadow. A movement caught her eye and she waved at Max Dunstan's tall form bent over the tap and coiled hose. "Morning," he called cheerfully. "First customers already, eh?" The water spraying from the hose's end glittered in the sunlight as the vehicle slowed at the grid then coasted more moderately towards them. It was a dusty red four-wheel drive towing a camper trailer, a suntanned arm and a glimpse of a green top visible through the passenger window as the driver eased to a stop in front of the Bowser. A fuel top-up then. Unlikely they'd need anything from the store, but if they did, she'd be inside. Heading towards the door, she saw Max bent again over the tap, turning it off, the morning chore of wetting down the dust delayed while he chatted to the strangers and pumped their fuel.